Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. Get the latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more.
BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use the mobile device to sign up today and get into the action. Remember to use promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% off welcome bonus on your first deposit.
BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. This is the mailbag edition. My name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad.
Hi, my name's Kevin, and you're the dumb dad.
Oh, mailbag.
Because it's the mailbag.
User submission episode. We all deal with chaos on a daily basis, and these are your stories.
These are yours to make us feel like we're not doing such a bad job. We are doing a bad job.
Even though we are, relatable.
Do you know how I know we're doing a bad job? Mm. Because nobody has ever said, that generation of parents nailed it.
Happy holidays, everybody. You are in the thick of it. We are all in the thick of it. So here are some stories sent in by you. Thank you again.
Thank you again.
And as a reminder, let's do it at the top. You can send us your dumb parenting stories, mm-hmm. your wild scenarios yep. that are fun to laugh at. Sometimes much after the fact, but here we are. DumbDadPod@gmail.com. You can DM us on Instagram. We are at the Dumb Dads across all platforms, but those are the best places to probably send us your stories.
100%.
We get to love to read them, and we do mailbag submissions once in a while. So here's the first one this holiday season. You ready? I'm gonna do like a cold open is what they call it. Cold open commentary sent in by Robin. She says, I don't have a dumb holiday moment, but a genius hack.
Oh.
We all love a good hack. I tell my kids exactly where the Christmas presents are hidden. And I tell them that I don't care if they look. The only consequence is a spoiled surprise, and that's all on them. Since instituting this, I've only known of one of my six kids snooping.
Interesting.
It is interesting, I thought, like to put it on the kids, like, hey, they're in that closet. I'd prefer you don't look at it. But if they want to look, then they think. Although, like, here's the thing. This is twofold, right?
At what age do you implement that?
I know, because
I feel like I give that speech to my four-year-old, and he's like, are you done? Because I need to go in the other room so badly.
Yeah. Look, a rocket ship is outside.
Yeah.
Why aren't you going outside?
Yeah.
Also, because then your four-year-old goes in there, then they see them. They're going to start to open them.
Yep.
And you're like, nope. And then they have to wait. And then it's Christmas, and then they're not surprised anyway.
Yep.
So it's like, you looked, and they're like, I don't know what it means to be at the fault of something. The surprise sucks. That's all I know.
Yeah, it has to be a certain age, because like my son, sticking with that, the theme of him, is four, and it's like, the only thing your only consequence is a spoiled surprise, and he would argue, correctly, it's not a spoiled surprise. It'll be a surprise to see what I got. I'll still be surprised.
Yeah.
But just the surprise will come earlier. It's not a spoiled surprise. It's just an expedited surprise.
Expedited surprise. Yeah, for sure. And is there going to be boxes on Christmas morning?
Yeah.
Because that's what I'm going to play with anyway. So what are we doing here? Can you go check on the rocket ship?
What are we doing? Oh, my God. That's funny.
You want to start us off with a dumb parenting moment?
Yeah, it's not a dumb, I guess it's a dumb dad moment. But it's funny, and it's short, and it's sweet, and it's based off of earlier episode 199.
Oh, wow.
Our Tooth Fairy story. And this is from Bill.
Is this not safe Bill for and not safe for kids?
Yeah. Let's say this is not safe for children.
Okay.
Because there might be language.
I see. Not necessarily a spoiler alert situation, but maybe just language.
No, this is a spoiler. It's,
okay.
Fair warning.
Sound
the alarm.
Fairy warning.
Listen to 199 and wanted to share my tooth fairy story. My son had just lost his tooth and dutifully put it under his pillow. At the time, my son and daughter shared a room. Mm-hmm. With note and money in hand, I sneak into the room after I'm assuming they're both asleep. He wasn't. Son. Hey, Dad. Me. Oh, hi. Trying to think quickly. Which,
what, do you have cash in your hand? Yeah.
Trying to think quickly, which never really works. I try to give an excuse. Oh, was just checking on your sister. Yeah, she wasn't feeling well earlier. Son. That makes sense. Silence. Mm-hmm. Son. So you want that tooth now?
Oh!
Me. Yeah. And that was the end of the tooth fairy for him.
Oh, no!
Just wanted to share.
Chess. Checkers.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's not beat around the bush, Dad. I'm trying to go to bed. We both know what you're doing. How about you just hand me the cash?
You're the one who came up with this idea that my teeth are worth money. I don't care. You set the rules. You didn't say, once I figure out the game, I don't get the money. This one.
Holy crap.
Here's the thing. This one wasn't even loose. I just have some stuff I need to buy. I'm terrified of that moment. I don't know if you are too. Like, I've had a million dumb dad moments. I'm going to have a million more.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm terrified of those moments of, like, feeling that small. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes, because what you're describing to me is, I don't know how to, let's broadify this. Tooth fairy conversation. Santa conversation.
It's not that
birds and bees conversation. Any of these conversations, the point is, the fear is they're going to ask you about it before you thought they would contextually ask you about it, so you've had time to think about it.
Right.
That's the fear.
Yeah. Also, even simpler than that, I think it's also like the performative aspect of like you jumping through these hoops and them just going, I just wanted to let you do that.
Yeah.
You just seemed like you were having a lot of fun.
Wow, you were sweating.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's the envelope. Hand me the fiver. Have a good night.
How good is that?
That's fantastic. That is fantastic.
It's short, it's sweet, but
I think we got a couple of short but sweet ones, but I appreciate those because it's like, it doesn't have to be a long, I mean, like, I appreciate the long detailed stories, but some of them are just like so contextually like grounded that's a fantastic story.
That was
story.
Bill, right? Bill.
Bill, thank you,
Bill. Also, Bill, you wrote it like a script and really as a performer.
That's true. Yeah. We write a lot of short scripts, so we appreciate that.
All right. This one is from Tom. Hi, Tom. Thanks for writing in.
Hey, Tom. Thank you for taking the time.
Let me start my dumb dad moment by saying that I am a pediatric physical therapist. So when my wife was pregnant with my first child, I strutted around thinking, I know everything about childhood development. I'm going to be the greatest dad of all time.
Whoops.
Let's see what happens. I think he's going to turn. I think he's going to be fine.
He'll be the first errorless dad.
Yep. Fast forward 10 months later, and my ego hadn't been dented too much yet.
That's still pretty good, to be honest.
Is
that the pregnancy or 10 months into birth?
Let's be honest. Most of us don't remember the first 10 months of our first childhood. We just remember the repetition.
I don't remember the first 10 hours of my day today, Kevin.
I mean, everyone has a bad first season.
It's a rookie.
It's rare a rookie comes out with great numbers, okay?
That's why they recognize Rookie of the Year, because you're like, whoa, really?
Yeah.
That was, wow.
Yeah.
Everybody else was kind of as advertised.
You didn't.
That was well done.
You didn't find any mystery poop on you? That's impressive. Yeah.
I'll tell you who was not in the running for Rookie of the Year. Me.
No, never.
Yeah.
Never, because I showed who I was early on. Fast forward 10 months later, and my ego hadn't been dead too much. It's a beautiful spring morning, and I'm off from work. I've got nothing to do but relax and enjoy some time with my young daughter. I'm getting ready to lay her down for her morning nap, so I prepare a bottle. I get formula, which is on the shelf, hanging from the back of the basement door, and walk over to the counter to start making a bottle. Now I know the layout. In the background, I hear the little pitter-patter of the feet in the kitchen floor. Now this barely registers because she's 10 months old and she just started walking about 5 days ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, pediatric therapist and all. I'm just thinking, this is going to be great. I'm going to get my daughter down for a nice nap. time to relax on my own. Mm-hmm. That thought had vanished in a split second when I turned around, and there's my daughter at the edge of the basement steps, looking back at me with a gigantic smile on her face. Immediate panic hits me, but I realize that if I run towards her, she's just going to fall forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I get down on my knees, and I go to slide across the room to get her, which is a hilarious visual.
Yeah.
Because he's not wrong.
Yeah. No, he's not, but it is a very funny visual.
Yeah. I thought that was smart, but that movement caused her to lean forward and fall anyway. Luckily, I was quick enough to get there and pin her flat on the steps.
Oh, head, no.
Head facing down the steps, just barely missing a flop down 12 steps to a cement basement floor.
Oh.
Clearly, my ego had been shaken, but at least my daughter was not hurt, and she seemed emotionally okay. Of course, I never told my wife. Now,
wait, so we're doing that?
I will get there. Hold on. Just wait for it.
Oh, no.
Now, you'd think that that was the dumb dad moment, right? Close the damn door, pay attention to your kid at all times. No, the dumb dad moment happened 6 years later after my wife was at the beach with my now two girls, and she comes home distraught because our five-year-old got lost at the beach for 5 minutes. Of course, she panicked, thinking the kid got taken out to sea. Luckily for all of us, my five-year-old was smart enough to go to the lifeguard, clearly smarter than her father.
Boom, roasted.
Seeing that my wife was distraught, I tried to be a good husband, so I shared my near-death story with my oldest daughter, and she was so pissed at me for a week. Moral of the story, take your dangerous dumb dad moments to the grave with you. P.S.
Or... dumbdadpod@gmail.com.
Yeah, or share them with us always.
Yeah, we can make a public record of it.
It's insane. P.S. Now I have three kids, two of which are teenagers. My ego isn't just dented, it's flattened.
Yeah, and we drywalled off the basement entrance 5 years ago, so it's never been an option since.
Thank you, Tom. Good Lord.
I love that. Like, honey, let me tell you, not a big deal. I once did this.
I will say this.
Not helping.
I guess I don't. Here's the thing. I don't understand the anger for a week, but, you know.
Well.
It was 5 years ago. It'd have been different if she felt.
You don't know Tom. And is it, we only have one of Tom's antics.
Here's the thing. It would have been different if the kid did fall down the stairs and, like, you never took him to the hospital. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like,
Good Lord.
Yeah, she, like, that would have been different, but.
Pinning them against the top couple, that's like the most, that's about the most narrow miss.
Yeah, when there's just no option but to go, be gravity.
Yeah. It's even like potential injury to save major injury.
Yeah.
Without the,
you could crack
that's how
a,
desperate.
You could crack a rib to be like, this is a life-saving armbar.
All right, I got another short one here from Chris.
All right.
Hey dads, thanks for the pod and the IG content. I really enjoyed the fifth mailbag episode, and it brought this event to mind.
Okay.
So thank you, Chris, for sending in your story.
Thanks, Chris.
Thank you again, everybody, for sending the stories. These obviously make us feel competent-ish.
Is that the word?
We probably not. It's the biggest one I could think of in the moment.
It's a big one.
We have three kids, all 2 years apart. And prior to our third being born, we tried to potty train our middle son.
Prior to our third being born?
Yeah.
Potty train
the middle one. Yeah, see, it's kind of, I get it.
I get that. You only want one in a diaper at a time.
Keep the dominoes falling in the order.
There's nothing better than being out of diapers. My parents told me they enjoyed a drink. They like celebrated when I was, because I'm the youngest of three, when I got out of diapers. They like celebrated that night being like, we're done. Which I remember hearing that story when at least my youngest was still in diapers. Maybe they both were. But I remember hearing that story going, that's cool. That's so cool. And now today I go, when did that happen? Because that's not how it works. Like, it does work, but it's
just, like a fish. That's how they remember it. I washed our hands of it after one day.
Here's the thing. I just probably interpreted the story wrong because to me, it was like, oh, that night I started wearing underwear. But really, it's probably like, oh my God, it's been a week since we put a diaper on him. Let's have a drink. Because that's really how it goes down. Yeah. You don't know when you're done.
Right.
until it's
I think
like,
tomorrow we can wear socks in this house. Chris writes, it was a tough go.
Sure. Sure.
My wife is at home with the kids, so she bore the brunt. Well, quite pregnant, I might add. That's a lot.
Okay.
Okay, Chris. But I had one particularly special moment of my own.
Okay.
I was alone with the kids and was making macaroni and cheese for my almost four-year-old daughter. She was hungry and grumpy. Uh-huh. My almost two-year-old son, who was pantless for the potty training.
Classic.
Started having what can politely be described as very loose bowel movements on the floor.
Oh, no.
Otherwise known as Taco Bell Tuesdays. The following three things occurred simultaneously.
Okay.
For those still with us in this story, that means all at once. Number one, my son sobbing and screaming while still pooping.
We've all been there.
Started slowly walking towards me, tracking poop prints across the living room floor. That's one.
We're tracking poop prints. Okay.
Well, as previously described, very loose bowel movements on the floor. Number two, my daughter's screaming for food became apoplectic.
Yeah, I know.
So it had been more than 60 seconds when she said, I'm hungry, versus like, why isn't food? Why am I not eating right now? That's how it works. Number three, the noodles on the stove started boiling over, making a huge sputtering smoky mess all at once. I honestly don't remember what happened next, but that was a moment I'll never forget. Thanks again, Chris. Chris, that's a great like everyday dumb dad moment or dumb parenting moment, which feels like a lot, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I was telling this to my wife the other day where, you know, we're going to swimming and it's like, hey, go get this, you know? And another one's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. Oh, I peed in this. And then you're like little problems that individually aren't a big deal when like the kids are watching a cartoon and the noodles boil over. Oh man, I wasn't paying attention. Okay, fix it, clean it,
right.
Start it over. The kids are still, whatever. And then you know, remake the dinner. Yeah. Ultimately like, whatever.
Shucks.
But like, then you like stir in some poop prints into this recipe. Oh, and then like the daughter's
I don't like
why
phrasing.
Don't I have something to eat 5 days ago? Dad, you know, and it just starts to be like, it boils over like the noodles. It's very poetic. And
the thing was,
like,
what was it? Chris?
Chris. Yeah.
The thing Chris leaves out and it's fine. It's fine. You don't have to put this in. Is that either he or his wife definitely snapped at their four-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, you have a kid, just two things are boiling over.
The noodles and your
the
emotions.
The noodles and the kid's butt. And
Three things.
And then you have the audacity to still be like, because they're four, they don't know better. I recognize that. But the audacity to be like, am I going to get served at some point?
Yeah.
We've all been there where we're just like, hey, can you stop it?
Yeah. We had the same thing. Like, we're going to we take our kids to swimming and I don't even know how to tell. The only other thing to say is like, you know, we've had a couple weeks. Wife and I are stressed out about some stuff.
Of course.
No big deal. But we're just stressed out about some stuff.
Yeah.
It's like a 6-minute drive to the YMCA to go to swim class. And both of our children hop in the back like we asked them to. They've been kind of maniacs throughout the afternoon, mostly because they got a lot of energy. They're not doing anything other than just expensing a lot of energy in the house, which is fine. But it comes to a point where it's like, that's enough of it. Yeah. And it's like back and forth. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Yes, I do. No, you don't. Wow, look at that sign. There's a character, blah, screaming in the back of the car. And you're just like the whole time as a parent who's already has like a certain amount of real life adulting stress on your shoulders. it just like needs a trigger.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's your kids. And like that's why gentle parenting is a thing. And you need to learn to apologize to your children. Because once in a while, they are the ones that blow the first domino when you weren't ready for it. Yeah. Because you're still setting the rest of them up to try to figure out how it's all going to go. And they all start toppling, and then you yell at them for doing it. And then you immediately are like, oh, I don't feel great about that because they don't know all these things that we're dealing with or thinking about. But it doesn't also mean that you're not stressed out or frustrated because, like, it's just wild, right?
I don't think it's talked about enough, too, of my wife will correct me when I... You know, I don't want to say yell at the kids, but you know, snap at them,
or I'll pull my son aside and have a conversation with him, and she'll go, the thing is, like, the reason you were having a conversation with him is because they were bickering, but when they were bickering, you talked over him a lot. You're like, oh man, I still get a lot of stuff wrong all the time.
Right. But my point is, I've done it to my wife as well, where I'm like, hey, that's probably, and it's funny because. Your first reaction is to look at your spouse and be like, you're supposed to have my back and I hate you right now.
Yeah. I was giving the children a teachable moment and it turned into me having one. Man.
I will apologize, but I'm going to wait 20 seconds just to be petty.
Sorry, I think my teeth are cracking. Hold on.
Feel like doing this immediately.
Oh, that's the truth. And that's why... Parenting is a wild ride. It's emotions, it's everything, and you're figuring yourself out as a person while learning how to deal with, like,
and
exponential stress. And so here we are. Welcome to the Dumb Dad Podcast. Thanks for listening. You can send your submissions of doing stupid things to dumbdadpod@gmail.com or send us a direct message on Instagram @thedumbdads.
Do it. I'm going to read another one. I'm going to read one from Megan right now. It's a fun one.
Let's put a bow on it with Megan.
Here we go. Megan, thanks for writing in. It says, hey guys, obsessed with your podcast. It keeps me literally LOLing to the point where my husband, kids, coworkers are likely over it. Wow. They know. They probably listen and like the podcast too.
They just need to subscribe, follow along, whatever you need to do to get involved.
I'm still catching up through 2022. Dear Lord, please tell me Kevin got reelected to the PTA this year.
Wow.
Because I can't get enough of those stories. Do I have some for you? Met the librarian today. Listen to future podcasts to hear the update on that one.
How long have you been PTA president? You met the librarian?
We got a new librarian.
Okay.
The
way you said that is like...
I'm just taking my time.
Making my rounds. All right.
I just finished kindergarten in year 3. keep the laughs coming, guys. Your stories are relatable and make me laugh all day. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now here's the dumb mom moment from Megan. Mom of 2 toddlers here with a dumb parent moment. I have a 3-year-old boy and almost 2-year-old girl. At the time, we were 2 days away from my son starting soccer and in need of some cleats. Mm-hmm. I chose a night where I was solo with the kids to go get said cleats, red flag number 1.
Whoopsies.
Thinking, also, no.
Number two, it was a couple days away. Like,
no, that's every day, but that's parenting, yeah, though.
That's true. Life gets in the way. Life gets in the way.
Thinking, yeah, no big deal. It's one thing to buy, and we'll get out of the house. What? I did my prep work and pre-ordered the rest of the soccer gear for pickup at the store. Great move,
yeah.
Load the kids up, grab the stroller from my daughter, so I only have one kid to chase after. Also, great move. We go into the store, and wouldn't you know it, the cleats are on the second level. I see an escalator and no other option nearby, red flag number 2. So I frustratingly park the stroller, grab my kids, who, mind you, are scared of walking onto the escalator. Talked about this on a previous podcast.
Yep, it happens.
And hoist them up, praying I don't lose my balance going up. Get to the second level. It's like a needle in a haystack, finding toddler-sized cleats. Mm-hmm. But once I do, we're off to the races. I start trying them on with my son. Daughter is running around, so now he is uninterested and wants to go play too.
Yeah, putting toddler-sized shoes on a toddler. It's like they can't even stand right. You can't feel their toe. It's a nightmare.
One of the workers is trying to explain bundles and deals, and I can't hear it. I love any coworker who's like, my manager is nearby and I have to give you this spiel. I am so aware you couldn't care less about this. I can see that you're like, I walked up to you and I said, I just need a pair of cleats.
Yeah.
And you're talking to me.
And
about,
you're worried about your parts per transaction race you have highlighted in the break room.
Just, no, just,
and you're behind Dale. And
just, you're no, he just like, doesn't want to get fired. It just doesn't want to write up because they write up for everything now. Poor guy. God. He's the real, he's the one struggling in the story, I think. I'm starting to lose control, chase after one and lose the other.
Yep.
The last time my son runs off, he is super stealth and I go into panic mode, yelling my son's name. Don't even care who's staring at me. I finally find him,
man,
after 60 heart-dropping seconds and he pooped his pants, hence the silence. grab him, my daughter, grab the cleats, which I pray will fit, and carry them down the escalator, get to the restroom, change my son. Luckily, I had a spare diaper. Back to the stroller, and one of the retail workers looks at me and can see my stress. Honey, can I help you? The elevator is right over there. My response, you have an elevator? Yeah, that was my first time reading this. I was like, they definitely have an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
We make it a checkout. I buy the shoes and ask for my pickup order.
Whoops.
Yes, the pickup order is at a different store.
There it is.
Wonderful.
We
leave, load up the kids, and at this point, we're blowing past bedtime, so I'm not going anywhere else. Grab some food on the way back. Daughter is starting to lose it, and my son isn't eating what is normally his favorite.
Yep.
By the time I get home, yeah, I realize both kids have fevers, so I felt really good about taking them out on our little unproductive adventure that evening. Mom of the year! P.S. The cleats did fit.
Hey,
thank you for all you do. Don't ever stop doing this podcast or I may cry. Megan, thank you so much.
Oh, Megan, you know what?
Megan, that's a great story. It's very well told. And it really, at the end, it really came together at the end. The elevator, I love it.
And it does resonate as mom of the year or parent moment of the week or whatever you want to call it, because with the greatest of intentions, you're thinking something as simple as we're going to go there.
Yep.
Half the stuff we even need to get there is going to be set aside for us. That's pre-thinking. Yep. That's good mom brain right there. Mom math, if you want to call it. Just need to get to the section where we try on the shoes, pick the ones that fit the best cost we need to, and then get the hell out of there with our great. The thing is, things don't go your way as a parent.
They never go the way you want. They
never go the way you want them to go. It's going to be a huge mess in some way, shape, or form, but you still got the kids home. You fed them. You tried to feed them. Whether or not they eat, that's their problem.
I had that.
And the cleats, the boots fit, they say. And so, you know, whatever. You live to fight another day. And so I appreciate the story because so many things, like simple outings, are just like that. Just like that. To the store. Need to grab two things. You're gone for an hour and a half.
I had another, I'll tell this really, really quick. I had another dumb dad moment I didn't tell you about recently. But Megan's story is what made me think of it. Took a kid to McDonald's the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we've gone to McDonald's.
Innocent enough, you know?
Yeah. Every time we've gone to McDonald's recently, they're on the hamburger train. It's great. Hamburger, no pickles, no onions, please. What are we doing?
Both of them?
Both of them, yeah.
Okay.
I started doing no pickles. I was like, they don't even know there's onions on there.
I know. Do they even know there's mustard on there? There's mustard on there.
No, they don't notice that. They eat all that. So it's great.
It's hilarious. If you told them, it'd be the end of it. They wouldn't eat it.
It'd be the end of it. So yeah, the other day we went there. My wife and I we stick to our roots. We like getting chicken nuggets for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So we both got chicken nugget meals, got the kids hamburger Happy Meals. We get home, kids open it. I mean, we'd been eating for like, well, no, I guess I hadn't started eating yet. My son just starts crying his eyes out. And I was like, what's wrong, buddy? He's like, I didn't want a hamburger. And I was like, easy fix. I was like, give me your hamburger.
Yep.
And I give you 5 of my 10 nuggets. We're good. And then 2 seconds later, my daughter's now on the verge of crying. What's wrong? I don't want a hamburger either. I was like, I'd love to eat 2 hamburgers. This is great.
When you go to McDonald's, you don't turn around and go, what do you guys want?
That's my dumb dad moment.
Yeah, because they've always asked
every time. Yeah, but they are always saying hamburger. Yeah. That I just went, you don't have to ask. It's going to be hamburger.
Sure.
You stupid idiot. And then I did.
You get 2
ask.
Hamburgers out of it.
I did get 2 hamburgers out of it. It wasn't a bad gig. I think we actually worked it out. My wife took a hamburger. I took a hamburger, and we both had five nuggets.
There you go. Sharing is caring, folks. Don't ever forget that. Guys, thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sending us your stories.
So much for the submissions. We love them. Keep them going. I hope you're having a great holiday break, however you celebrate it. I hope you're enjoying it. Have a safe and happy holiday. And look forward to the next podcast, and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, look forward to the next year.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.